Erica Gilmore and spouse Drew are former development workers who met in Afghanistan. Each had a family farming background and a common interest in fair trade as a means to support self-reliance in rectifying some of the economic imbalances between first and third worlds. The missing ingredient was the cacao bean. Fast forward to the Haitian earthquake of 2010.
Jumping forward a little bit, Drew went to Haiti after the earthquake occurred in 2010. He met some cacao farmers there. And like a lot of people in North America, we really had no idea that chocolate comes from cacao, which grows on a tree. He got very excited because I'm a chocolate fanatic and have always loved chocolate. And we just did a deep dive into how cacao is grown and how chocolate is made, and decided that maybe we should try making chocolate. There were a few companies in Canada and the States who were starting to do small scale chocolate production, kind of like craft beer. You get a really different product if you're doing chocolate on a small scale. So we set up a little factory in our basement, then started selling at the farmers market in Ottawa, and were picked up by a few stores. And it's kind of grown from there 12 years later.
I learned something already because I was always pronouncing the pot as cacao.
Right. Cacao is the kind of Spanish way of saying it, and that's how most people pronounce it in the industry.
Due to a combination of drought and theobromic disease, the market costs for cacao have tripled in the past year. How has that affected production costs for Hummingbird?
We were already paying higher than fair trade prices for our cacao because we're buying the finest quality cacao, and we're also committed to our farmer partners hopefully being able to get close to making a living wage from doing that, which is not something that's common in the chocolate industry. So it's impacting us a little bit less than it is huge multinational chocolate companies.
Now, I'd like to ask you this because it's in my mind that there was a shortage of vanilla recently and a lot of synthetic development to create substitutes to keep product on the market. Do you see that happening with chocolate also?
I do. I've read a few articles recently about some of the larger chocolate companies looking at alternatives to cacao. My mom was a bit of a hippie back in the 70s, and so I remember her feeding us carob chips instead of chocolate, and the taste comparison is definitely not the same. So that'll be really important, I think, for people to kind of keep an eye on and continue to read ingredients. We would not consider using anything other than cacao because we're committed to making a pretty pure chocolate. So there's only three ingredients in most of our chocolate bars. It's just cacao and organic cane sugar and a bit of cocoa butter.
Given your success, is there any trouble keeping up with demand?
You know, it's interesting. We've been in business for 12 years, and for the first, I would say 10 years, we were really only able to make enough product to sell in the Ottawa region. And I don't know if you've been in our new location on Ottawa Street here in Elmont, but it's much larger and we've been able to get some more equipment and we're selling across Canada. We've been sending a lot of pallets out to British Columbia and it's taking off right now, I would say.
That's great to hear. There must be a reason you chose the name Hummingbird. And that's the question I should have asked way, way back at the beginning.
We do love hummingbirds. I think they're just really beautiful and busy birds. And they, I think, represent joy to a lot of people. And so does chocolate. I mean, we hear a lot of people just telling us, you know, how much pleasure it brings them to eat chocolate, which is such a nice thing to hear. And then there are hummingbirds that migrate between Canada and Latin America, and most of our beans come from there. So we just like that connection of the migration of the bird.
Well, thank you for being the most exciting manufacturer to talk to.
Thank you for talking to me, and we're really happy to be in this community. We get so much support from people and always love to have visitors in our cafe and get them to enjoy some gelato and learn a bit more about chocolate.